It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwynn Show.
Hey, you heard the lady. It is time for our most looked forward to, fun-filled, thrill-packed, critically acclaimed, and awesome segment of the day. It is that time when we look to the lighter side of sports and the lighter side of life, talk about stories that are good, bad, and dumb. It is the toy of Ron Culver. He puts it together every single day. When it's very good, I take credit for it. When it sucks, it's Ron's baby. That's how we roll on this show.
Ron, I thought you took credit for it when it was good.
What's that?
You take credit for it when it's good.
Yeah, when it's good, I take credit for it. When it sucks, it's yours.
Right, that's
how it works.
Well, who knows where it's going to go today?
Yeah, well, that's up to you now, isn't it?
It was a late night.
That's right. It indeed was. What do you have for us today, Ron?
I'm going to start off with my lasting image from last night's national championship victory. The one and only Clemson defensive lineman, Christian Wilkins. I don't know if you saw this. If you haven't,
it does not ring a bell.
You must Google it right away. You must get on the Twitter sphere. I'm sure there's memes out there. Christian Wilkins put on a dance, or what's the best way? His dance moves and celebration. This was after all the trophies were won.
Was this the guy who grabbed himself?
It's not only he grabbed himself. I mean, he grabbed his foot. I'm amazed at how flexible this man is.
He's a large human, too.
He is a large human, grabbed his foot. I mean, well, actually, I'm sorry. Let me bring it this way. He lifted his leg straight up into the air, fully extended, grabbed his foot, and from that position went down into a full split.
That is, if I were to attempt what I'm watching right now, the ambulance would have to, you just call.
You're not getting up.
No, just call the ambulance before I even begin.
Torn muscles would not begin to describe what would have happened if you did this right now, or if I did this.
No.
But it obviously, I mean, there's no better way to celebrate a national championship than watching what this large human being did.
The belly dance was impressive. I will say the belly dance was impressive.
I will make a prediction.
If this is what you have to do in order to be a defensive lineman at Clemson, I now understand why I never got a call.
Yep.
I now understand why I was not recruited.
Well, here's my prediction, and if it comes true, I am making a promo out of it. Just for you. I predict that if he doesn't make it in the NFL, he certainly does have a calling on Dancing with the Stars.
Or I could see a Cirque du Soleil gig in his future as well, too. You know, don't rule that out.
No, but it's impressive.
In the ferocity at which he landed on his crotch as he spread his
Not look. Once looking at the ground, either.
No.
Eyes fixated on the camera because that's how you sell it.
I'm telling you, that was pre-rehearsed.
It's amazing. My bad for the day is that Ed Hockley is going to have to find a new shtick because his shtick was stolen last night by one Mike DeFee. And if you guys are unaware of Mike DeFee was the head ref yesterday for the national championship game. His guns are slightly larger than Ed Hockley, and his flexing prowess.
Now, Hockley's probably got a few years on him. I think Hockley's probably a bit older than Mike DeFee. I will say this, though. The triceps were out in force yesterday.
Yes.
I firmly believe that about 20 minutes prior to kickoff, he went back there. He went in one of those
Did a couple of arm curls real quick, warmed those puppies up.
Just a few.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That man was enormous.
Yeah.
If I had those guns, I would be signaling first down all day long.
But here's where it's good for you and I, is that he proved that having a dad bod with just big arms is clearly acceptable.
It clearly is.
So
I don't know how that helps me because
we just need to hit the gym and just work our arms.
There you go.
We don't need to, get on the treadmill or spin. We just need to work the arms.
Well, thank God for that. Although I'm not sure I'm up for the arm workout either, though, Ron. I'll come and drink beer and watch you, though, if you really want to go.
You'll do
after.
Those arm curls.
Yeah, psychological support and 12-ounce curls. I'm capable of that.
Well, Definitely. Maybe if you do enough 12-ounce curls, you'll get guns like that.
Hey, it adds tone, right? It's all about adding tone, and that's what I think I can offer.
My dumb for the day belongs to Yahoo.
Our former partner.
Our former partner, yeah. Which I'm now, maybe I'm glad that we are no longer
yeah,
in Yahoo Sports.
Yeah, I am too.
Because it would be hard to choke over, I don't know if this is even the right way to say it, Altaba?
Altaba is Altaba? How I've heard it used.
Could we have been, you know.
Altaba Sports Talk Radio?
Yeah.
That would have been terrible.
Yeah, we would have.
Can I just tell you, Yahoo, you can't change your name after you go Yahoo. Yahoo, you never go back.
I mean, do you have a Yahoo email account?
No.
See, I do.
But you have one of the signature call phrases in all of the world. Yahoo! You have one of the signature call phrases that everybody instinctively recognizes. And you not only do you get rid of that, which is dumb, but you replace it with something that sounds like a character out of Aladdin. I mean, or something from Moana, that new Disney movie.
I'm just curious. I mean, will I be able to keep my Yahoo account, or does it become Altaba.com?
You're going to be Ron at Altaba.
Yeah, Ron at Altaba.com.
This is terrible. This is really bad.
That's like Xerox changing their name.
Okay,
I get it. Like, you know, if the Chargers end up moving to L.A.,
I mean, it's going to happen.
Okay, when they do. And they're going to change their whole look, their whole scheme. It's much like when the Browns moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens. Mm. I get that. I don't get it. I mean, maybe if you change your name to something pronounceable.
You have a universally recognizable brand name and you throw it away.
Get rid of Yahoo and go to Altaba.
For somebody who tried to email me like a financial security scam Altaba. From Nigeria. Yeah. You can't even sing it. You can't sing it, Ron.
I'm going to try. I'm going to work on it.
Maybe Tony D will sing it to us.
He probably
knows all about Altaba. It was probably his idea. If you hate this idea, listen to Tony D. He will tell you why he changed the name. No, he won't. He'll tell you about sports. It'll be fun. It's SB Nation Radio.